about Uncle Louie.
Okay.
He did. He also went to Galesville Academy, and one of the people that he classmate with and who played football was Ernie Stone.
Yes, okay.
So I didn't know whether you knew that or not.
I did not know that.
Well, Ernest, you can talk to me about it when they played football. Uncle Frank went to Jackson for a short period of time.
Uncle Frank, okay.
When I was down there in the summers, Aunt Lucille would come. Now, she had a B.S. degree from Scarry College in Nashville. That's a Methodist college.
And then she went to the the Redbird Mission after that, didn't she?
Yes, that's where she was. And if you want information about that, see Dr. George Cobb in Cedar Bluff, because he was there for a good while. He's a Methodist minister.
Dr. George Cobb. My grandson's interested in going to Asbury Seminary, and it's in Kentucky.
Okay. This is the book that my father wrote. It's a book that has blank pages, and he wrote in it. And he tried to organize it.
Is it still dark enough to read? Okay.
Back in those days, you wrote with a fountain pen, and you fill out of an ink bottle. Okay, now this is my book, because he said the easiest way to combine the genealogy of myself and my wife is to give the genealogy of our son, Raymond Edward Brigham. This I have done in chart form on pages 12 and 13. And he goes on to write about the chief source of information from which I have drawn are the recollections of other relatives, tombstones, and family Bibles.
So he got the information from the family Bible, tombstones, and family remembrances or something?
Recollections of older relatives.
Okay.
Tombstones and family Bibles.
I got it.
Somewhere in here he says it.
So he tried to make a family tree in there.
Okay.
Get my family tree out to
move. All right. Now, he's got here, I was born on January 4th, 1924.
You were born in 1924, okay.
Do you remember first with it?
And what about your dad? What year was he born?
We'll get to that a little bit later.
Okay.
And I was born in a one-story house on the northeast corner of a lot at the intersection of Main Street and Francis Avenue.
Okay, have you ever gone back and found that spot?
Yeah, I found a spot with a house in there.
I'm not surprised.
He says he was named Raymond after me and Edward after old family name. Be sure you get this down. James Edward Ringer was grandfather B.F. Ringer's only brother. The reason I'm emphasizing that, if you look in the census, you won't find him listed as that. But I'm taking this, I think it's more accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now, your name, is your first name Raymond?
My first name is Raymond.
So you were named after your dad, Raymond Edward. I was telling him, for some reason, I thought your first name might be after our granddaddy, but it's not. Because he was William Edward, wasn't he?
Yes.
Okay.
Now we'll get to that.
Okay.
Here's the last line on this page. It says, Edward Ringer is my brother. So this is about...
Did he say Edward Everett? See, I've seen
Everett Ringer.
See, I've seen my father's name written Edward Everett and Everett Edward.
He said Edward Everett.
That's what it was on my wedding invitations, but today I saw it written the other way.
Well, that's what's... I think this started about 1923 or somewhere along there.
I think it sounds better, Edward Everett.
Well, that's what I've always been told. That's what I have in my brain. Anyway, okay. You got your recording device. You might want to hear it in diagram.
Okay, and I can't...
It's not complete.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's it.
I can scan this. I'm just put it right here on this chair. Your dad did a really neat job on that.
Yeah, he did.
I never have seen my grandmother mention my father in any of the letters or anything that she wrote. But I guess he was already married and living in Rome. Maybe she would have written something if he had just been there. And I've only seen 4 letters, so.
Got it?
I've just got the scanner, see?
Okay.
I had to open it for this. I'm not an expert on this stuff. I'm here to tell you. I'm trying.
After a bit,
trying to do
it. After a bit, we'll get it on my computer, maybe. It's a mess right now, but I got the family tree maker in there, but I haven't done up all the work I need to put in.
Seems like a real nice, quiet neighborhood.
Well, it was fine until...
To the trains.
Back in the early winter. Family lived across the street from me. The woman has a granddaughter. And she got me one cold winter night. I think it was probably in February. She said she had an emergency. She wanted me to take her up to Trenton, Georgia. I said, what over there for? She said, I got to get my boyfriend out of jail.
Oh my gosh.
Well, she brought him over there. He's across the street. And the granddaughter and he both are convicted felons, worse than that her mother was.
Oh my goodness.
And I got that across the street. And I missed a few items. Namely, I had a marine battery out in the carport and it went missing one day. So and I'm pretty sure he
That's
got
terrible.
It. And see, the court has him in a rehab program. The judge thinks he's cat's pajamas. He's a success story. And the judge don't know what he's talking about because I see him there every day and I know what he does.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And for instance, that was quiet this morning, but from about 11 o'clock on to almost daylight, there was people in and out and a lot of noise over there.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get him off of meth and other drugs that he takes, and they're not.
Yeah.
He's still on it.
Yeah.
Now, how he gets by their testing, I don't know if he does all the time, but they're working with him. And the local police have hauled him down to the county detention center half a dozen times, and they've given up on him because he beats the back of the head. And I don't know anything, but they're going to turn him right back out. He's under that rehab program.
Okay, now, I have that page. Should I turn it? Or
yeah, you can. But
I didn't know if there was more.
No, that's it. That DC is not complete.
Right, but if you, you know, I can look over this, and if you need for me to do another page, I will.
Okay, now let's see. Which area do you work on first, the DAR or the UDC?
Well, I think what I really want to do is I just want you to talk about the ringers and what you remember, because I think I can, I'm beginning to find where your relative, your niece's husband has done some work.
Yeah.
And I'm beginning, as I put things in, to find some stories and things he mentions. And I think I'm going to be able to research and find these relatives.
If you get on Ancestry.com for...
And he bought the program for me, the Ancestry.com.
Oh, okay.
And he gave it to me this week for my birthday. And I,
well, good for him.
He gave it to me yesterday, and I got started on it last night. I'm beginning to do it.
Let me go with William Edward Ringer first.
Yeah, and anything you remember about my father, I'm interested in that,
too. Well, I will a little bit, but let me get with him.
Okay.
Well, I mean, might as well go. My father to start with.
Okay.
He said he was born on July the 20th in 1896 in Cherokee County, Alabama, in a three-room house on my father's homestead about 2.5 miles northeast of where Little River flows out of Lookout Mountain, Little River Canyon Mountain Park.
Now, was his middle name Edward, your dad's Raymond? I didn't get the middle name.
I didn't get my father a middle name.
He just had, his name was just Raymond.
Name was Raymond. However, I believe when he got to World War One, they said he had to have a middle initial, so he chose the letter J. So it's always, it's RJ.
Okay.
And in the Great Depression, he was trying to get a job in the Department of Agriculture, and they would not accept an initial. And they said they had to have a name with a J, and I quote my father. He says, "I'm no fool. I know how to spell J. Spell J-A-Y." Okay. He said, "My early life was spent on this farm. There was no school within walking distance until I was 9 years old. I attended elementary school for 10 winters and then entered Cherokee County High School on August the 31st, 1915. At the age of 19 years, gosh, a lot of kids through college by that time. And I attended high school there non-consecutive years and was presented on May 5, 1920, which was when he graduated. I had taught two short terms schools, Centerpoint 1916-1917, Round Mountain 1917. Had served 3 months in the Army.
And then the war was over?
So, on June the 1st, 1920, I entered Jacksonville State Normal School. Okay, that's what I know. Graduated there on December the 2nd, 1922. Having taught two more rural schools in Cherokee County, meanwhile, Cedar Bluff 1921, Sand Rock 1921, 1922. Let's see, 3 months before graduation, I was made a student teacher in the normal school and have been teaching there from that time to the present. It's 1927 is when it started.
Okay.
I attended George Peabody College for Teachers in Nashville, 6 weeks in 1924, 12 months in 1925-26, 12 weeks summer of 1927, received BS degree August the 31st, 1927. On August the 28th, 1913, I joined the ME Church South. M stands for Methodist, E stands for Episcopal, if you didn't know. At Daniel Chapel, although I had my membership recorded at Pleasant Hill, Robert Crump, PC, baptized me on August the 20th. In 1919, I applied for a membership in the F and A M
Masons
Lodge. I was initiated January 1st, 1920. Passed a month or two later and raised to the sublime degree of Master Mason June the 6th, 1928 in the Sam Dixon Lodge, number 218 in Center, Alabama.
I think he encouraged my father to do that, be a Mason, because I remember my dad was in the Masons
I didn't get
too.
Into that. The reason is I got drafted into the Army immediately after I got out of high school. And then I had the GI Bill after that, and I went to Jacksonville. So I didn't have time to fool with that.
Right, right.
I'm not sorry. It's all right if, if you don't go further than that, but I did. Let's see. What else did he say here? He said, I received 5 degrees of the Order of the Eastern Star at Cedar Bluff Chapter in December 1921, and demitted from the Sam Dixon Lodge and joined the Hiram Lodge 42 in Jacksonville in May 1927. You sure you want all this stuff?
Well, not that part of that basis I'm not interested in, but when your dad stopped teaching at JSU, is that when he moved to Valley Head?
No.
Okay, I just wondered. I wonder when
he wasn't too happy. Have you ever taught at the college level? Well, particularly small colleges.
Well,
I think it's
maybe
there is a pecking order and you don't like what goes on.
Well, I thought that he might have done it for financial reasons to make more money, having 3 children.
Well,
he could do more, possibly.
He was in the Army and he got to Hoboken, New Jersey, November the 11th, in order to set sail, but was counter-commanded and debarked the next day. After 3 weeks of waiting at Camp Merritt, I was sent to Camp Sheridan, which is in Montgomery, where I was discharged on December the 8th, 1918. If you want this, I'll give this to you. It's Army Serial Number 3829.
I can take a picture. I can take a picture of that. And it would be easier.
I didn't know it, but I tell you mine.
You can just hold it and I can do it from right here.
tells us that date of marriage.
Detecting the borders on the page. I think it got it then, but I have to. No, it doesn't show the whole thing. There. See, I have to pull it up to get the whole page included. It's taking a picture of the whole page, but it's not able to tell exactly where the page is in. Okay, I got that.
You got that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is my second child, Mary Joyce Ringer, was born on July 28, 1925. You know, I was William Edward Ringer's oldest grandchild.
I thought about that. Well, wasn't your brother older than you?
No.
Okay, well, I was thinking
he's almost 5 years younger than me.
Okay, wow.
Joyce is dead and he's dead.
Yeah. And when I was a child, Joyce was always gone, you know, with the military.
Yep.
I must just not be holding it steady quite enough or something, I don't know.
Me too.
Well, I'm kind of shaky too, so.
Well, you gotta touch the screen and it'll focus.
Okay.
Touch the screen. Those little squares that pop up?
Yeah. I gotta get the whole page in. Okay, I think you got it that time, Chip. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, if we're not careful, I'll spend too much time on this.
I'm the one that's taking all the time, but doing too fast.
Here's my birthday, here's Joyce's birthday,
and it's your brother's. Yeah. You want me to take a picture of that? Now, I don't really need to know probably everything, I don't know, on this. I think what I need to do is, I guess I'm interested in the whole family.
If you got Sarah Smith's information on that.
I'm beginning to get it. I hadn't got it all, but I'm beginning to. And I wrote him a note and asked him if he would, you can do a little thing where it's okay to share.
Uh-huh.
And he hadn't responded. He gets on there every day. He said that in his notes. I get on here every single day.
And every time I go over there, he's on it.
Yeah.
Tell this book is worn and it's coming apart. You got it?
Can you help with it? You got it?
I don't think I have it yet. I've clicked on those little boxes, Chip.
Yeah, it's you click on, you have to click all over to find the right focus.
Okay.
Because it's the light in here.
I think you got it that time. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, does he talk any in there about when he was a child, what life was like for his family, or...
Yeah, he did something. I haven't gone past that yet, but turn back.
It might just be I need to just go through and take lots of pictures going through that book, you know, too.
Childhood a while ago.
Did he talk like what he had to do, his responsibilities as a child, or were they pretty self-sustaining? Did they raise most of their food? Or?
I know that he went to a school, I'm trying to remember the name of it, it was about a mile from where he lived. Head of the banks at Jacksonville State was a man named Treadaway. And his mother had been the teacher at that school. The name of the school was Spout Springs. And the way you went to it, if you remember behind grandfather's house and went up to the, it was a field. He had a garden in the field. He went up to the top of the ridge. But if you went over that ridge for about a mile, you came to Spout Springs too. It was a log structure, one room.
Well, I remember my dad taking us to see a one-room structure that he had gone to as a child.
And
they had to go early in the morning, and they had to help get the fire ready, you know, the wood in for the fire for the day. And he talked about how cold it was, and I think they walked to school.
Oh, yeah.
But I wondered how much education, did they all graduate from high school, you know, all of the nine children?
I can't tell you that.
Yeah, I just wondered.
I don't think Aunt Wayne did.
I thought Aunt Wayne maybe did not. And also, what about our grandmother Ringer? You know, Florence. Did she have any education? Some.
Well, she's literate. She used to write me letters when I was overseas, but
that's what I was
I don't know how much she had.
Yeah. And Grandfather Ringer, did he have some or?
Oh yeah. You see, he was served 2 terms in the state legislature.
Yeah, and you did. Was that just Cherokee County?
Yeah. And they met every other year back in those days.
They met every other year.
Yeah, and I think it's a good thing because our legislature's pitting around a lot of things. They don't need a doctor if it did.
Yes.
If they're not down there, they can't pass additional taxes, that's for sure.
While we're just going from one thing to another, Aunt Ennis was a mail carrier. Was she the first female mail carrier in Alabama?
I don't know about that. She was in Cherokee County.
Okay.
Okay, you want to talk about William Edward Rare?
Yes, I'd like to talk about William Edward.
Okay, he was born in Carroll County, Georgia, January the 8th, 1868.
I've noticed there's a Ringer Park over there.
Same family. I'll get to that a little later. Okay. But he was about age 3. His parents moved to Alabama. Here, his only brother, George Blucher Franklin Ringer, and his only sister, Fanny Bell Ringer, were born in Congo, Alabama.
So that was Fanny Bell?
Yep. You did not know that?
And the brother was?
George Blucher, B-L-U-C-H.
George Lucas.
Blucher, B-L-U-C-H-E-R. Middle name Franklin.
Okay, that's an unusual name.
Well, yeah. Okay, now you know where the Congo is.
Now I don't.
Never heard of it.
Well, it was on George Blucher's farm. It's a flag station on the Tennessee-Alabama Georgia Railroad, which doesn't exist anymore.
Is it in Congo, Georgia?
No, it's Alabama.
Congo, Alabama. Okay.
Now, if you want to know where it is, and they had a trail, go down in the holler in front of grandfather's house, go up on the ridge, and go down the other side, and you'd be in the Congo. Straight across from where he lived.
Wow.
But, you know, if you go in form of transportation, it was much longer than that.
So there were 3 total children in the family, or did they have more? Did they just have William Edward, Fanny Bell, and George Blucher?
Okay. William Edward, George Blucher Franklin Ringer, and his only sister, Fanny Bell Ringer.
Yes, I just
okay, on February the 1st, 1894, he married Florence Adora Lewis. Incidentally, she hated that name Adora. I don't want anybody to know that that was her name, but however, I do.
Okay, and she was a Lewis.
Yeah.
She came from a big family, didn't she?
Yes. Good talk about them a little bit later too. See, that's where you're gonna get your Confederate ancestry.
Well, if he moved to Congo, Alabama, then how did he meet her, Florence?
She lived up the Blanche.
But he had moved, and Congo's really not that far from Round Mountain, right?
No, but
what you said.
Go north, Blanche is where 35 crosses right. To come to Fort Payne.
Right.
And what is about 4 or 5 miles?
She was from Blanche, Alabama. Okay.
Pleasant Hill is about 2 or 3 miles from where grandfather lived, over the ridge, Shinbone Ridge. Okay. All right, now then. William Edward Ringer's children. The first one is Wayne, born October the 31st, 1894.
Okay. I've got all those dates down for every child. I found that last time.
And Daddy, who was born July 20th, 1896. Ennis, October the 3rd, 1898. Ralph, October the 20th, 1900. Lucille, January the 26th, 1903. You have on it?
Yes, but say Ralph again. 1900?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got all of them. Yeah.
Okay. My grandfather Ringer died on March 6th, 1936. I remember that day very well. That time we were living in the center.
Did he have a heart attack?
No.
Had he been sick?
No. He had an aneurysm in the brain that killed him.
Yeah, that's what his father had.
Just a short time. Okay, now he's buried at Pleasant Hill Cemetery.
Now, my husband and I tried to find Grandmother Ringer's house and Pleasant Hill Cemetery and couldn't find either one.
Well, I know exactly where they are.
I thought I did too.
Man knows.
But I hadn't been back and I told Chip at the landmarks and I was familiar with them not there.
That changed.
No, but I didn't know the name, the number of the road or what I could watch for. And I thought that you just went, if you didn't turn left to go to Grandmother Ringer's, you went straight. I thought that took you over a hill and to the road that went to Pleasant Hill Church.
Well, I'm taking you.
I mean, just look it up on the computer.
Out of Cedar Bluff, on Highway 68, you pass a filling station, a country store, and just beyond it on the right is a lighthouse, restaurant, motel. Don't go that far. Take that road and go over Shinbone Ridge and continue until you get to the foot of, I'll go over Dirt Cellar Mountain and continue until you get to the foot of Shinbone Ridge. And then you come to a crossroads, you take the left and then 1 mile down the road is where Grandfather Ringer's house is sitting up on the side of the hill.
I guess it's still there.
It's still there. It was the last time I looked. I'd been by there.
You could go drive by there if you want.
Probably
okay.
We could go there from here.
I'm saying.
Easily. Yeah. We just find it. But what about Pleasant Hill Church?
Well, we'll come to that just a moment now. About the time he lived 2 miles south of Pleasant Hill Church. And about the time he married, he swapped a horse to Tom Russman, R-U-S-S-U-M, for a quick claim deed to 40 acres of land. Tom had cleared a few acres and built a 3-room house that had not been there and required 5 years to homestead. Father and mother got the deed in 1894. Mother still lives in the same house, now enlarged to an 8-room house. This is 1950. grandfather Rookie. He never joined a lodge or church. What do you do that?
I need to take a picture. I want to take a picture of those pages, though.
That's interesting to me.
Okay, in the previous page, let's go back to. Now I want to take a picture of this too.